possible.
Can't you see the weekend? I swear. We just have to go through a couple more hills and valleys and one tunnel, and we're going to be there. Standing in the way, there's all this stuff. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. You can jump in. The water is definitely warm. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I say that because I'm broadcasting from beautiful Tampa, Florida. Yes, home of the Buccaneers, who couldn't sell out their game this weekend against the Steelers. That means that people have to crawl to pubs and other places to try to see the game. You know what it probably bodes well for is the radio announcers. Sometimes the radio announcers are better than the TV guys. No offense to my pals in television. You know, because they don't have the pictures to back them up when they're calling the game, so maybe the people are going to be listening to the radio version of it. The reason I'm in Tampa is because I actually toured a couple of chicken facilities, or egg farms is the more, I guess, appropriate way to say it. The one farm that I went to was a farm that was caged chickens. And check this out. They produce 250,000 eggs a day. 115,000 chickens. Crazy. The white leg variety. For all of you who know anything about farming, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And went through this to learn about the system. It was actually fascinating stuff. Next week on the show, we're going to have a couple of different people on to talk about what happened, first of all, to the egg industry with this crazy crisis in Iowa, thanks to the farmers who were obviously more than careless and didn't clean up after all the violations they faced. So we're going to talk to a couple of different people about salmonella, how serious it is, how you treat airborne illness and food safety and whatnot. We're going to do that with the director of food safety programs for the United Egg Producers. Her name's Krista Eberle, and we're going to talk to a few other people, too, including somebody in the farming industry about what you have to do to keep those eggs safe. I'm an egg eater. I want the eggs to be safe. In fact, I'm one of those people, some of you cruising home now from, like, the plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. How many of you maybe fry up an egg or stop at, like, an IHOP or the Waffle House? I like breakfast for dinner sometimes, kind of mix it up. All right, let's hit the headlines. Some of the big things that happened on the day, I mean, always not too far off. Certainly we're thinking about the men and the women who are giving their lives in Afghanistan and doing everything they can to win over the minds of the people and the hearts of the people in these villages. And it's a tough road to hoe, but the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, says there's no reason at this point to let off the pedal. In fact, he had some thoughts, a lot of them, on Afghanistan.
I learned things in the course of that debate. My positions changed or were adjusted, or I adjusted them at various points. So I felt it was a constructive process. People were often passionate about their views. But I will tell you that once the president made his decision, this team came together and has been working together to execute this strategy. And that was last December. Presidents are always well served when there is a vigorous and spirited debate over important issues.
That's interesting. It sounds a little bit like Gates is defending Obama. And remember, Gates is the guy who's cut over two different administrations, the Bush folks and now into this term with Barack Obama, too. And where I think he's really defending him is saying how, hey, you know, vigorous debate, and that's good. And the other part of this is that the Afghanistan situation, we're all on board. We've been on board, really, except for the fact that, oh, that's right, we had to replace the general. And the crystal because of the Rolling Stone article, and obviously there were some people who didn't agree with what was happening with the Obama administration, including McChrystal. So, of course, he had to go, and we brought in Petraeus, who was slammed by so many people in the administration, and now suddenly he's the savior in Afghanistan. All right, we move from Afghanistan on to something that affects maybe some of you listening to me right now, and that's the small business bill, for lack of a better way to describe it. Nancy Pelosi says that the jobs legislation is a powerful thing, and is a, I think she thinks it is certainly a win for the Democrats, in her own words.
We will send to President Obama legislation that will unleash hundreds of billions of dollars in loans for America's small business, create 500,000 new jobs, and provide billions of dollars in tax relief.
All right, millions of dollars in tax relief, you think. The problem is some of the other things that will kick in that will be tough for the middle class. I think the middle class is finding itself getting more and more squeezed, but I don't have to tell many of you, as you're working two and three jobs or praying that you occasionally get that overtime. The Republicans are trying to put a different spin on the elections with time ticking away, November 2nd looming. John Boehner says, I am the business community, and he's saying that extending the Bush-era tax cuts to all is crucial to fixing the economy, because after all, it's not rocket scientists. And Boehner and a couple of his other pals came up with the Pledge to America. Will the Pledge to America actually went over the hearts and minds of the American people, as like I mentioned, we're getting closer to election time. Here's what a couple of them had to say, including Congressman Blackburn and also Congressman Kevin McCarthy as well, talking about the GOP and how the government has failed us.
The Pledge to America starts with a preamble that reminds us that every American citizen is endowed with certain rights from their Creator. Our pledge to America is that we will respect the will of the American people, and we will return to the principles that have made this nation great.
I want to say this slowly, so there is no room for misinterpretation. Our government has failed us.
All right, so you heard there, our government has failed us, and that's pretty much what the Republicans are running on, that, hey, if you don't like this government, you have a chance to make a change. Now, remember, there are people who are running who are part or who are already part of the process who are Republicans, because all the House seats are up, certainly, so it's... At this point, if you say replace everyone, then you are cutting across party lines. And I'll tell you, I think that one of the most powerful things that could happen is term limits, term limits. That's, I think, the way to go. All right, we're leaving politics behind us, and instead, a little fun and frivolity as we do our cheap movie review next here on America Tonight.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Plus Foods, Seychell and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
Push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful.
All right, without further ado, let's roll into the theater and swing open those doors. And this time we're sneaking in the popcorn because we don't have any money. We got to pay for the movie tickets, that's it. Wall Street, did you see the first one? It's been on the tube a zillion times. You could have seen it for free, I'm sure, by now. But if you go back, you're talking like 20-some years, 24 years, something like that. Now the new one is Wall Street Money Never Sleeps. Michael Douglas has made headlines lately because he's got throat cancer. The chances of survival are good, 80% chance of survival. But, boy, he is looking a lot different than he did as Gordon Gekko the first time around. This movie intrigues me because of the themes, I think. I'm kind of iffy on the Oliver Stone deal. He can be brilliant and just brutal and just massacre and politicize, I think, too much some of the themes that he tries to make into a biopic slash personal vendetta. But I like the first Wall Street, and I think I'm going to like the second one. And here's a little snippet of it.
Someone reminded me I once said, greed is good. Now it seems it's legal. Because everybody's drinking the same Kool-Aid. Now, I've been considered a pretty smart guy. And maybe I was in prison too long.
One watch and one mobile phone.
But sometimes it's the only place to stay sane. And look out through those bars and say, is everybody out there nuts?
Gordon Gekko. Benko was one of the biggest names on Wall Street before he went to prison for insider trading.
That name doesn't mean anything anymore.
If it weren't for people who took risks, where would we be in this world?
Might want to wipe some of the jewel off your face.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man well and
take. Gecko!
My name is Jacob Moore. I'm going to marry your daughter.
I've been around for.
My daughter hasn't spoken to me in years, and you know it.
I never knew my dad as a peaceful person. That always scared me.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my.
I know it sounds crazy,
oh, yeah.
But people change.
It's not who you think he is, Jake. He'll hurt us.
Why don't you start calling me Gordon? You want to be part of the family business?
You got my attention. But when you don't know what you're doing. It's fatal, Mr. Moore.
So much you don't know, Jacob.
They took my life, and when I got out, who's waiting for me? Nobody!
This is not about the money. This is about you and me.
It's about doing the right thing.
It's about the game.
I did tell you, Jake. I did warn you.
It's easy to get in. It's hard to get out.
Is that a threat?
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll see if that's a big winner with the people who go to the movies this weekend. There's another movie that's getting a lot of buzz, and this might not be your cup of tea, but it's called You Again.
I have news. I got a promotion.
What?
I am now VP of our New York office.
I am so proud of you, honey.
So, Marnie, we have a lot to do before your brother's wedding.
I just feel bad that I haven't met his fiance.
Isn't it funny? You guys all went to high school together?
Wait, we all went to high school together?
No!
My brother is about to marry the girl who single-handedly ruined my life in high school.
You were prettier with the mask on.
Don't let the way those girls treated you bring you down.
You got this. Nothing to be afraid of. I can't relate to what I went through.
Nobody gets through high school unscathed.
I knew one girl who made my life hell.
Aunt Nona, this is Rosemont.
Gail?
Ramona.
How long has it been?
Well, don't tell or I'll have to strangle you.
High school was a horror movie. This weekend is the sequel.
Don't turn everything into a competition.
You were cheerleading captain at Ridgefield?
What I'm about to do is deeply, deeply.
He's got this whole good girl act down to a T. Kitty likes to scratch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to step it up, take it to a whole new level.
This weekend is a disaster.
Oh, Richie stands for me! Richie Phillips from high school?
You're grounded. Go to your rooms.
I know you said to put it behind me, but I guess I just couldn't.
You're human. Making mistakes is part of what we do. It's how we go about fixing them that matters.
Mom, you look great.
Quick, somebody call Us Weekly. Let's find out who wore it best.
You Again.
You probably had lots of boyfriends, right, Joanna?
Tim!
What is your phone number, by the way? Someone changed your number.
It's 555-0172. I'm also on Facebook and the Twitter.
You gotta love that little N line there with Betty White, who didn't know who Facebook, what Facebook was until there was a fan page for her, and then she did Saturday Night Live. That's a play on that. Kristen Bell's in it. You heard Betty White, Jamie Lee Curtis, Sigourney Weaver, a lot of famous women. It's a chick flick, and if you can stomach it, it's only an hour 45, guys, if you want to make her happy. It looks like it could be mildly entertainment, although this... entertaining, though this could be a Redbox rental eventually in the future. This one I want to see. It's about education and the lousy state we're in. Waiting for Superman. Take a listen.
don't know what college I want to go to, but I know I want to be a teacher.
I want to be a nurse. I want to be a doctor.
How come?
Because I would like to help somebody in need.
You wake up every morning and you know that kids are getting a really crappy education right now.
So you think that most of the kids are getting a crappy education right now?
Oh, I don't think they are. I know they are.
Either the kids are getting stupider every year, or something is wrong in the education system.
I just try to do my best in school and make my grandmother proud.
Among 30 developed countries, we rank 25th in math and 21st in science. In almost every category, we've fallen behind, except one. Kids from the USA rank number one in confidence.
Think about 60,000 people have gone to the school in 4 years. 40,000 didn't graduate. This is the damage that this school has done to this neighborhood.
A child that doesn't finish high school will earn less and be 8 times more likely to go to prison.
I want to go to school.
For these kids, their only chance at getting into a great school depends on whether their number is picked in the lottery.
So if Francisca doesn't get in, is there another chance?
No.
Your children and future generations are on the bridge of the Titanic and everybody's going to drown.
Someone has taken an interest in you, someone loves you, and they recognize the importance of education.
And the first student selected?
20.
No! 9.
It takes a lot of outrage and a lot of good examples to say, yes, we can do this.
When you see a great teacher, you are seeing a work of art.
I want my kids to have better than what I had.
18. 10. 12. Children will play. 2.
And the last number.
All right, I think that's going to be a good one to watch, and it's going to get a lot of attention. And it's pretty self-explanatory what it's about. It's about the state of education. I heard various comments there about what's happening with the kids and who's paying attention pretty much. And this was a long time in the making, and it's about political promises. Huh, we never talk about that, do we? It's about what's happening in the public education system, what's going on with the charter schools, all that kind of stuff. And it's a documentary that I think is going to really, really get a lot of water cooler buzz, if you will. Just an hour 42. You might wait till it comes out on video, but I think it's going to be an interesting and eye-opening thing to watch. Hang with us, everybody. More to come here on America Tonight. Hey, Donovan.
Batteries for all types of gadgets. All types of batteries for Donovan. All types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stopping weekend counts. At least if you have a truckload of money, I hope you're giving some of it away. That's what the Facebook founder's doing. He's giving $100 million to a New Jersey school district. Ooh, that's music to the ears of many in education. Check this out. Mark Zuckerberg, who is the founder and chief executive of that powerhouse called Facebook. Does your significant other sit there for hours playing around on Facebook? It is. It's almost like a disease for some people. Anyway, we're not talking about that aspect of social networking. He's bravo to him. He's donating that money toward improving public schools in Newark, New Jersey. This would be the largest charitable donation by Zuckerberg, and he is the 35th richest person in the United States. How about that? You know, Forbes puts out that issue, and he's 35 in the world. There's a new movie out about him, about how he started Facebook and what happened at school and all that sort of stuff. 26 years old, he and his co-founder, youngest billionaires on the list. And Facebook is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They're talking about, I think I mentioned this on a previous show, the fact that they want to add phones and a whole bunch of other things to the more bells and whistles to Facebook. So another tech billionaire giving back to education. You cannot fault him for that, that's for sure. How about a walkout? One nut and two countries decide they have had enough. Thank goodness. Ahmadinejad, once again, he is the ultimate swizzle stick, isn't he? Provoking another controversy, saying that a majority of people in the United States and around the world think that the American government staged the September 11th terror attacks in an attempt to assure Israel's survival. So he's in New York. It's on the heels of all kinds of things that are happening in the Big Apple, right? I mean, look, so he knows he's going to get that reaction. The U.S. delegation promptly leaves in the middle of his speech, and Israel decides they're going to do the same thing. Delegations from all 27 European Union nations followed the U.S. out, along with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Costa Rica, and some others. Ahmadinejad specifically said the U.S. has allocated $80 billion to upgrade its nuclear arsenal, and it's not a fair judge to sit as a veto, he called them, our country, wielding permanent member of the Security Council to punish Iran for its nuclear activities. Yada, yada, yada. I mean, no matter how you feel about 9/11, no matter what you think about certain conspiracies that may or may not be true, please, for God's sake, tell me you do not put any stock in anything that Ahmadinejad says, because I can't go there with you, that's for sure. I think he is off the charts when it comes to trying to move that stick around as fast as he can. Who can he poke? Who can he get to jump on to the other side? And the answer is actually nobody, because at this point it's more about distance between whatever country it is and the man who's running Iran. This is a big story. The first woman was executed in the United States in 5 years, and there were a lot of people that weren't happy about this. Happened in Virginia. She was put to death for arranging the killings of her husband and a stepson over a $250,000 insurance payment. So 41-year-old Teresa Lewis died by lethal injection earlier this evening, and she became the first woman to go that way in a century. And supporters and even relatives of the victims watched her execution at the Greensville Correctional Center. That's where they do it, in Jared, if you've ever heard of it. She, here's how she did it, if you don't remember the story, because it's been a while. She enticed two men through sex, cash, and a cut in the insurance policy to shoot her husband and his son when they were sleeping back in 2002. Both the trigger men were sentenced to life in prison, and one committed suicide back in 2006. So she just looked pretty scared, they said, when she was escorted down into the death chamber. There were 14, you know, officers there. That's how they do it in the penitentiaries. That's what they do. And then she was bound to the gurney and with the leather straps, and that was it for Kathy Clifton. First woman. How long did I say? We can count. That's a wrap, folks, for We Can Count. That's scary, too. That's like that whole debate over even lethal injection, because, you know, there's been a lot of problems with lethal injections, like what happens when it doesn't take, countless times, and you would think it wouldn't be that many, but that's been a problem, so much so that even a few times sentences have turned back into life sentences, basically, because of the fact that it didn't work. I mean, usually it does, but when it doesn't, it's a big one. This time it worked for her. All right, at the top of the show, I mentioned that Obama's top dogs, his top advisors, were leaving. And this is the reason why they're leaving. There are all kinds of rumors out there. But Rahm Emanuel, who has an ego the size of the United States, wants to run for mayor. So that was what that was all about. You knew that was coming. I think even when he took the job, we knew that was happening. So the White House chief of staff is gone, or he's going to be gone. the senior White House advisor, David Axelrod. You see his face a lot on the tube on Sunday. I'm sure you all know who he is. He's got the mustache and the dark, thinning hair, and he's been with Obama like Rahm had been with Obama for a long time. And anyway, he is leaving the White House, but not leaving Obama. He's getting ready to get ready for 2012, meaning that's a hint that Obama is definitely running in 2012. We've had these discussions before, and there were a couple of times it was hinted that he might not try to go back-to-back, but I would say this is looking like he's going to try to do that because he's going out of the White House, and he's taking a year to work on the re-election campaign. So he's the brains behind the rise to his presidency in the first place. He's going back to Chicago, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to burrow in and work on it. Now, there's no departure date that's set, just loosely the end of the year, but he describes himself as a Chicagoan on assignment, so he desperately misses the Windy City. He's got a daughter that's there, and so he'll go back, and that's, I guess, what he's going to do. He's going to work on speech teams and strategy and advice on policy and all that sort of stuff. So if you were thinking that he wasn't going to run, think again. There's no way Axelrod would do that if Obama was going to just leave it to one term, unless something unforeseen happens. Speaking of unforeseen, Sarah Palin didn't know what hit her when John McCain's people swooped in, made her uber famous as she was on the presidential ticket for the Republicans in that race that Obama won. So the former VP candidate is now saying that, look, if no one's interested, I'll run. I'll run for president. She's also saying that the media has a blatant double standard when it comes to scrutiny on certain people like Senate nominee Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, while just completely ignoring Barack Obama's personal history in the 2008 campaign. Palin, you know, is a contributor to Fox News, so she did an interview with Greta Van Susteren and talked about learning more about Christine O'Donnell and her college years and blah, blah, blah. You know, she was asked about that, and she said, look, nobody even has bothered to ask very many questions of Barack Obama as a candidate and now president, so that's where you get your little double standard. And she went through a couple of other things, like his, you know, why hasn't he released his college transcripts and what happened at Harvard Law School and how come his dissertation at Columbia has disappeared and what about the rest of the papers, drawing more attention to, you know, who is Barack Obama, I guess, and also taking a jab back and then mentioning that, listen, if no one's really going to go for it, we need to get the economy back on track and we need to do whatever we have to do for national security. So she didn't rule out for a 2012 Republican presidential run. She wants to be still there in the mix. And in the straw poll, she's certainly not winning, but she's getting some votes. So her name does count for something when it comes to the Republicans. But now she's putting a voice to it. She's saying, okay, I'm not ruling it out. So that means there's going to be more and more questions about whether Sarah would run or not. And 2012 is not that far away. That's why Axelrod is parachuting out. If anything, the Republicans should take a note out of the playbook. Okay, the Democrats are worried. The best guy who got this guy elected and who's helped elect a lot of other politicians is taking a big fat step away from Washington so he can zero in on the rest of the country and on the next election. Food for thought, right? As always, kicking the can here on America Tonight.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Congratulations, you won.
Yeah, you're hoping that you're going to hear those words, that you won. And maybe you will. Maybe a little bit later somebody's going to come up with the right number. And then on Sunday or Monday, your team comes through and you know, you end up nailing the score. And whew, we'll have to bow down to you big time. All right, so what in your mind, what are you thinking of when I say the fix is in? The fix is in. Well, the fix is in sports. I can't tell you how often this has been a topic of even some of my sports shows. And we're talking about the Big Four and throw in NASCAR as well. So the author of that book, Brian Toohey, in the wings in our virtual green room. He's got to put that latte down and step in to the studio, the big boy studio. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Doing tonight.
Good, buddy. Hey, I love the name of the book, The Fix Is In, The Showbiz Manipulations of the NFL, MLB, NBA, Alphabet Soup, NHL, and NASCAR. So give us the thumbnail on this. When you say The Fix Is In, you mean, you know, are professional sports, are they fixing professional sports? And what do you think?
Well, what the book is about is I basically chronicle all the dark side of the game. I prove that, you know, the owners are lying to their fans. They lie to them about the stadium deals. They lie to them about the criminals playing the game, the drugs in the sport, and the gambling that goes around surrounding the sport. And what I basically say is if all valid is true if they're lying to you about everything else and that they can control everything that surrounds the game, why don't they then, in fact, control the game itself? Because that is what they sell. That is their product, is the game, and that's what they need you to watch. And because professional sports nowadays really are more about show business, they're more about getting people to watch their televisions than to show up in the stadiums, I just equate it all with a big show business scheme. We know reality TV isn't as real as they purport it to be. Why should sports be any different?
Yeah, boy, you have a good point, too. I mean, it is kind of like a Hollywood tale. It's playing out like one of my favorite shows that just ended, Entourage. It's like a bad episode of Entourage, only we've been duped, I guess, for a long time now, because I think this past decade especially, we're seeing some of what you're talking about really come into play, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I think the more money that gets thrown in professional sports, the more likely this is to occur. And especially, again, because it's all professional sports is funded by major television networks. The NFL gets nearly $6 billion a season, which is over 60% of their yearly revenue, from television. And if that money didn't exist, the NFL wouldn't exist as it does today. So in order to get that money, they have to ensure the ratings, which helps the advertisers that fund the game. And I think the only way to get people keep coming back is to give them something new, something fresh, something exciting. And all the coincidences that seem to occur that gives that to fans always go the NFL's way. And I just don't believe it anymore.
You know what? It's funny when you say you don't believe it anymore. It's in looking at things with the NFL, one thing I can agree with you, and you look at different things in your, you know, in the Bleacher Report, basically, and one of them is the Steelers and their massive double standard. Now, Ben Roethlisberger had his suspension reduced to 4 games, so that's almost a wrap. But you have to say there's a double standard when it comes to Ben, because he shouldn't be playing in Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so either. Neither should Michael Vick, who was just named the starting quarterback of the Eagles. I mean, the guy, he was in federal prison for killing dogs with his bare hands, and the NFL apparently doesn't care about, you know, the way it looks. As long as they got a player on the field who will draw attention, they're happy to go with it.
Yeah, although in the Vick thing, you know, what people can say, and I think I've even said this, because, listen, I was all over him when that whole thing happened. There's no question. I thought it was abhorrent, ridiculous, and he should have just gotten a ban right away from the game. But, of course, now it's that comeback story. Oh, he did his time. Come on now. I mean, he's out there, and he's talking to kids about what they shouldn't do with animals and all this other stuff. But it does, when you think about it, it does seem very concocted, including that tale that, oh, you screwed up. Ooh, you did your time, and here you are doing whatever you can to repent, including playing football. Reggie Bush, too, was another one. Since you started talking about the NFL, what did you think of Reggie Bush and the fact that he didn't need to? At first, it was like, oh, you don't have to return the Heisman, don't worry about it. Oops, then he voluntarily does it, and we just kind of sweep this whole story under the rug. When they, first of all, knew at USC what was happening, you see what Pete Carroll ends up leaving, of course, he knew. And the Trojans, the guys who were the last guy on the squad, you know, they're the ones who get ripped off from the title perspective. But I think that's one of the biggest black eyes recently anyway. What do you think?
Well, college football and college basketball really are notorious, and for decades, for having recruiting problems. Either they basically, a lot of times, will bribe athletes, high school athletes, to come to their colleges. They'll give them cars, they'll give them money, they'll give their families jobs, you know, things of that nature. But it's usually not directly from the school. It's from the boosters around the school who provide those things. But the coaches know full well, and so the athletic directors, that things are happening. And it's at every major college across the country. I mean, you can, you know, USC got black eye this time, but you could have picked any one of them and investigated them and probably found the same thing occurring. And what I try to do with the book is say if you take something like this, you know, the way college recruiting occurs, and then you have, you know, what occurs when agents start recruiting these college athletes who are going to turn pro, which all that is illegal, but goes on every day of the week as well, you have athletes who learn kind of how the backroom game is played. So then if they get into professional sports and now you have a professional sports league that says, hey, you know, we'd like to make more money. We'd like you to make more money. How about, you know, maybe you fix a game for us here and we'll help you out down the line. And it's just, you know, nobody thinks twice about it because all along it's been corrupt.
Yeah, and we certainly know specific cases of it, too. You can look at baseball. You can look at football, too, and some of the things that have happened over the years. If you go back, you're absolutely right that there's definite, more than conspiracy theory here, there's definite cases where you knew that the fix was in. But now I think what you're saying is you're opening up to an even wider possibility that, hey, listen, you got to think about the money that's at stake here. Do you think the American people have truly been duped? Is that what would you say when you, after you put this all together and you came up with your theories and then came up with the stories as well, which you put in the book? Do you, when you come to the end of this, if somebody comes to the end of your book, do you think that they're going to walk away feeling differently?
I hope so. I hope they look at sports completely differently, because I don't think you can look at them as entertainment, but I don't think you should look at them as anything more than that. Because, again, it's a big show business industry. And if you're going to, you know, allow yourself to believe in the fairy tale, you're going to get burned by it.
Boy, that can be true, especially if you're a sports gambler. That's
well,
where you
and
can
I don't think
really
one
get
one of
there.
The things I try to point out, too, is I don't think every game is fixed. I don't think it is all one big lie.
I think
the leagues just can see profit in, like, a playoff series that's going to be a four-game sweep and making it into a six- or seven-game series. I think those are the subtle manipulations that can occur, which no one is looking for, and which, again, aren't even illegal for a league to do, and it's easy to get away with.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, though, Brian. I tell you, I think sports just can, it's like a, it's just continues to grow. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's like feeding a monster. It grows while we're speaking. It's growing another leg or another arm. I think that, and after all the years of covering sports, I think this is the biggest I've ever seen the interest in sports. Do you think the same thing?
Yeah, and I don't understand why it keeps growing as it does. And I think it's become almost a distraction for a lot of people. It's a way of not dealing with the life, which is why I think a lot of people go into, you know, liking these reality TV shows and, you know, caring about what happens with Paris Hilton and all these other people. It's just a distraction from your ordinary, everyday life. And sports is just a way, I think, for a lot of people to do the same thing. But it's kind of, to me, it's almost like the gladiator contests in ancient Rome. I mean, they put those on basically to distract the people so they didn't know what their government was doing and what was going on behind the scenes. And I think today you could make a lot of parallel connections between what happened 2,000 years ago and current day.
You must have known I was watching Spartacus. I got sucked into that series. I agree with you, especially in the reality TV show. I mean, I love sports, but I get that it's entertainment. I look at it from an entertainment point of view, and it's not, in my personal life, it's not so far on the other side of the scale that all I'm doing is watching sports, so I completely get you. All right, The Fix is in. You can pick it up in any major bookstore, right?
Yeah, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, you name it. It should be there, hopefully.
All right, we enjoyed the conversation. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's interesting. A lot of people believe the same thing, that there's more manipulation behind the scenes than you would venture to guess. And like Brian was clear in saying, some of it, it's not that it's illegal, but it's just that it's obviously happening. Just so I can have this disclaimer out there, I'm not trying to manipulate you here on Nail the Score. I'm really hoping somebody wins, because it is definitely entertainment. All right, coming up, we have We Can Count.